You are listening to Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Real Bible Answers is brought to you by the Life Heritage Radio Network and features international evangelist and Bible teacher, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Thanks for tuning in to Real Bible Answers. The question today comes from Ben. He asks, if the Father, Jesus, and the devil all knew that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, when the devil was tempting Jesus, why did he ask, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread, etc.? Well, thanks for the question, Ben. Now, of course, the story of the temptations, at least the details of the story of the temptation, we find in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And in both of these accounts, in two of the temptations, we hear Satan posing the challenge, if you are the Son of God. Now, of course, when read in isolation, it would appear that the use of the word if implies that there is some doubt going on here, and some believe that it's a doubt on Jesus' part. In other words, some believe that Jesus is being challenged to question his own identity. Are you really the Son of God? However, when we look at this in context, and not just in the immediate context, but in the context of Jesus' life, we do know that from a very early age, Jesus already knew who he was. In Luke chapter 2, verse 49, we see that Jesus, when in the temple teaching the elders, let his mother know that he had to be about his father's business. And just before the temptations here, we see a voice from heaven affirming Jesus' identity when the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So if it is indeed a question about doubt, it wouldn't be on Jesus' part. It would be on Satan's part. You know, Satan would really want to know if he's at the right place with the right person. Is this who I think he is? However, the very fact that Satan is there on a mission means that he knows who Jesus is. And so if this is not a question about doubt, what's the real meaning of the challenge, if you are the Son of God? I believe that in order to understand Satan's challenge, we have to take another look at the Greek word that is often translated if. The word is a, spelled E-I, or in the Greek epsilon iota. And the word a can also be translated since. And I'm suggesting that this is one of those occasions when it should be translated thus. And so it should not read, if you are the Son of God, but since you are the Son of God. So what is the real issue here? Well, again, let's take a look at the text. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, and Luke chapter 4, verse 2, it is very, very clear that Satan is trying to tempt Jesus. Now, there are three distinct temptations. The first temptation takes place immediately after we're told in the text that Jesus had fasted and was hungry, verse 2 of Matthew chapter 4. And Satan comes to him and says, "Since you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." And so we see here that the temptation is very simply one in which Jesus was being asked to satisfy his hunger by doing something miraculous. But had he done that, he would have been obeying Satan. And so the temptation was there for him to satisfy his hunger, but in doing so, he would have been submitting to the will of the evil one, and as such would have failed like Adam and Eve. Now in the second temptation, Satan takes Jesus to the top of the temple and basically challenges him to attempt suicide, saying that his father would never allow it to happen. "Jump from the temple," he says, "and I know you're not going to hit the floor, because the Bible says that God will allow his angels to protect you and will not allow any harm to come your way." Now, Jesus saw right through what Satan was trying to do, because this was not merely a temptation for Jesus, but it was Satan trying to get Jesus to tempt God. That's why Jesus responds to him in verse 7, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And so what we see happening here is Satan trying to get Jesus to take advantage of his relationship with God. But had Jesus done this, he would once more have submitted to the will of Satan, and Satan would have been the winner. Now let's take a look at the third and the final temptation. This third temptation, according to the Gospel of Matthew, involves Satan taking Jesus to the top of a very high mountain, showing him all the kingdoms of the world and saying, "Hey, I'm going to give you all this if you just bow down and worship me." Now, this was probably the most difficult temptation for Jesus to resist, because after all, he came to redeem the world from the grips of Satan. And Satan's basically saying, "Here it is." But again, in order for him to get it, he would have had to submit to Satan by bowing down and worshiping him. So to sum it all up, when we look at the temptation, we see that it's not an issue about doubting the identity of Jesus. It's not about whether or not Jesus is the Son of God. But the temptation has to do with whether or not the Son of God would obey the voice of the devil. Indeed, when I think of how Jesus resisted and think about the way in which we are tempted on a daily basis, I do trust and hope that we will follow the example of Jesus as we realize that our strength lies in the Word of God and in His indwelling Spirit, who is able to keep us from falling. God bless you all, and keep sending those questions in.
I trust you were blessed by this edition of Real Bible Answers. To listen to other programs or to view some of the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. Feel free to email your questions to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. If you wish to give a donation, you may do so on our webpage, or you can send it by check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.